Police in Boston say they're pleased that there have been no major confrontations with protesters so far at the Democratic National Convention. Worries about protecting delegates led to very tight security and plans to fence off masses of demonstrators. But as the convention began last night, the protests were lighter and definitely stranger than expected. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
As convention delegates were lining up last night to go through the security gates, the word passed down through the line. A group of protesters had come down a side street to confront the people entering the convention. But the clash wasn't exactly what police were bracing for. It was a little more harmonious. A few dozen supporters of perennial candidate Lyndon LaRouche had decided to serenade the delegates.
That was Beethoven's Imam der Liebe, Ruht sich wohl. In the arms of love, you'll rest well, you'll rest well, you'll rest well. In the arms of the bosom of the earth, you'll rest well.
What's the message for the delegates from that song?
They need some beauty.
Yeah, they need beauty.
But how that music connected to the politics of the Democratic Convention seemed unclear to both the delegates and the protesters. But it sure got everyone's attention. Bridget Taylor and Jeff Rochetti from Washington, D.C. were headed into the hall.
Peaceful. Very peaceful. It's not offensive. I appreciate it. I think it's a good way, if you're going to protest.
Then one Lyndon LaRouche supporter moved in to talk to Rochetti one-on-one. But all he said was the cryptic message, "You have the hair of a congressman." This kind of encounter was not in the plan. Boston officials wanted to segregate the protesters in a giant fenced-in structure under an overpass. Now notorious in Boston is simply the cage. But in a surprise move, the Boston police weren't enforcing the cage last night, and delegates had to run a gauntlet of protesters no more than a foot or two away.
What a DLC take ride!
The Democratic Party needs to have a new Mideast policy.
My dad back from Baghdad.
Meanwhile, the cage, a few hundred yards away, was almost empty. The only people who wander through are tourists and delegates who come to take smiling pictures of themselves against the concrete and razor wire. Paul Swartz is from Charlotte, North Carolina.
It's also an outrage. I mean, came to see for myself all the armed guards and the barbed wire and all that. Got a lot of pictures. So.
A microphone left for protesters was commandeered by a drunken Boston Red Sox fan calling for their catcher, Jason Veritek, to be elected president. In order to avoid the cage, protesters seem to have taken the surreal route at Boston, being just confusing enough to make you look.
Attention, delegates. You will not be permitted past this checkpoint with your shoes. Please remove your shoes for security reasons.
Actually, you can leave your shoes on. That voice belongs to Vermin Supreme, a fringe candidate during the Democratic primaries, known for wearing a giant boot on his head. Vermin says you have to do something more at protests these days than just chanting, hey, hey, ho, ho.
People tend to close their ears. If you're yelling at them, if you're shouting at them, they're not going to listen generally. And so I find the more the humor, they listen, they respond to.
And after Vermin gets their attention, he gives them the punchline.
Attention, delegates, please be prepared for a full body cavity search. Remember, it is in the name of national security. It will make you safer, much like the Patriot Act through which John Kerry voted. Smile and have a pleasant evening. Thank you.
At the checkpoint, Boston Police Superintendent Robert Dunford rolled his eyes at that one. But he says that so far the protesters are behaving themselves, the line to the convention is moving along, and all is well, if not quiet, on the front lines of the convention. Robert Smith, NPR News, Boston.